8 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. This morning, we get to talk with Crystal Reith with the Cottonwood County 4-H. How are you today?
Good, and yourself?
Well, you didn't bring an umbrella in with you.
I know, I'm wet.
Does that mean it's not too bad?
Well, I put my hood up.
There you go. All right. So 4-H, here we go.
All right. So we got a lot of things happening in April, and looking forward to the summer as well. So this afternoon, we have Egg in the Classroom with our Westbrook Long Grove friends. We spent last month hatching chicks, so they have 11 chicks between the two classrooms. So today we'll wrap up the Egg in the Classroom program with them. So we're going to talk about pollinators, and then I'll pack up the chicks and head them out to the farm. On the 6th, we have shooting sports at the Wyndham Arena at 7 o'clock. If people want to participate in that, they do need to RSVP by noon tomorrow to let us know that they want to attend that. On the 7th, we have our last round of Lego robotics with our fourth grade friends in Mountain Lake. April is when we wrap up our Lego robotics, so for all of the schools, this will be their last round. On the 9th, we have our last round of Lego robotics with the fourth grade's friends and WWG. We have Westbrook Homeschool Connect on the 9th as well. That afternoon, we'll do a round of Lego robotics with them as well. The 11th, we have our big project day spotlight at the Wyndham High School from 9 until noon. So if youth are interested in participating in that, it is a make it and take it day, but we ask that people RSVP ahead of time so we have enough supplies. So if people can let us know by Monday at the latest if they would like to attend, that would be great. What happens that day is that youth in grades K through 13 can pick up to 3 projects that they would like to attend. So our session 1 runs from 9 until 9:55, and the options are either a wooden picture frame or a beaded wind chime. Our session 2 runs from 10 until 10:55, and options there are making fishing lures, making a spring bird house, and then we have a special session for youth in grades K through 2, and that's our clover bud one, and this time it's going to be all about butterflies. So there again, participants will learn about butterflies, they'll have a snack, they'll get a book that they get to keep, and then they'll make a craft. And then our last session is from 11 until 11:55, and those include a clay pot toadstool and a paint stick star. So if you're interested in making any of those things, it is free for Cottonwood County youth to participate in. We have some wonderful volunteers that come back every year to teach sessions, so we're really grateful for those individuals as well, so this day can be possible. But if you have an interest in attending any of those, give us a call at 831-4022, and we can get you registered. On the 17th, we have our last round of Lego robotics with our Red Rock Central fourth grade friends. That evening on the 17th, we're also doing a wooden race car workshop. We're partnering with Smiling Tree Toys, and it's going to be held at the Southwest Research and Outreach Center by Lamberton at 6 o'clock. Anybody in K through 13 can come. We are charging $5 per youth to do that workshop, though. You do need to RSVP, so please make sure you give us a call if you're interested in that one as well. On the 20th, we have shooting sports at the Wyndham Arena at 7 o'clock. On the 21st, I have a STEM lesson with the Mountain Lake Homeschool Group. This month, we're going to be learning about greenhouses, and I have a challenge with that greenhouse. And then the 23rd, we have our Westbrook Homeschool Connect Group, which I'll be doing that same lesson on greenhouses with them. The 27th and the 30th, we have our Wyndham 4th grade Lego robotics program happening. And then as we look forward to May, we have our Sheep Goat Weigh-In coming up. We'll be at the Science and Nature Conference at SMSU, and then we have a few other special things planned as we go into summer.
Wow. So I got to back up just a little bit. The Legos, when you do the robotics each round, do they work on one project and just develop it more each time, or do they do a more complex project each time?
So with the fourth grade Lego robotics, each month is a different theme, and we talk about engineering concepts that are related to that. So like the first month, we talked a lot about the belt and pulley system, and then we made spinning birds. So it had that motor with an axle, and then it attached to that belt and pulley system. And then we had a challenge for them. The challenge was to make the bird, one bird spin faster, one bird spin slower, and then they go in opposite directions. So they have to think about what makes the bird spin and then try to manipulate different things to see if they can get those challenges fulfilled. So we talk about the main component when we first start the lesson. They build they code it, and then I give them a challenge to see if they can apply what we were talking about in the beginning. So each lesson is different. This month of March, we learned about speed and acceleration. So they made race cars. And then in the end, the challenge was to make the race car go fastest without changing the code. So they had to figure out how to manipulate their structure in order to get their car to go faster.
Wow.
Yes. So this month, we're going to be learning about earthquakes. We're going to make an earthquake simulator, and then they're going to code it, or they'll code it, and then the challenge is going to be to see who can build the tallest tower that can withstand a level 10 earthquake.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So it's also applicable real-world scenarios that we talk about, but it really is just getting your brain into a different mindset and figuring out how some of the mechanics work. By learning about stuff that is truly happening in the world.
Right. Wow. I bet they love that.
They do. It is a great program. It's one of my favorite programs. The kids really enjoy it. I have found that kids that don't necessarily enjoy bookwork do very well with this because it's all hands-on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So are you surprised with what they come up with?
No, every time it's amazing to see what they come up with some of the things, because, you know, they have the ability to change it however they want. And it's not always going to end up the way that they think it does. But that's part of learning about it. They'll come up and ask me for the answer, and I ask them back a question about how they can change it. And then they ask me if that's the right way. And I said, let's find out. I don't give them the answers because I want them to figure it out on their own.
Wow. I'll bet. And it's always fourth grade.
So you do that? In the spring, it's fourth grade. In the fall, I go to third grade.
Okay.
And it's different lessons for third grade and fourth grade because it's different kits that I
sure.
use.
Okay. Yep. Wow. So, yeah, you're kind of wrapping up the classroom
yes.
stuff now and then moving into it. Fair mode?
Well, we've kind of been in fair mode for a little while.
Okay.
We're still doing finishing touches on the fair book, but that'll hopefully come out soon. We're waiting on a couple of things from the state to finalize, but that'll be out. And then it transitions into camps. We have our big University in the Prairie program, which is our hands-on science camp for older youth. We're doing our mystery trip again this summer.
Always fun.
Yeah, it is. It's great fun. It's been fun planning it.
Yeah.
We have several day camps that are going to be coming up. We're working on some tours. At the end of May, we're going to go tour a Belgian farm. So we have quite a few things in the mix right now that we're working on.
Wow. No days off for you.
I love to be busy.
What else do we need to mention today?
If you have any questions, give us a call at 831-4022. You can join 4-H at any time of the year, so now is a great time to get in there right before all of our summer stuff starts happening and all the fair stuff comes out.
Very good. Crystal, thank you for coming
Thank
in.
You.
All right. Crystal Reith with Cottonwood County 4-H, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.